Book 4, Canto 2, The Growth of the Flame, pages 364 to 366. Some turn to her against their nature's bent, divided between wonder and revolt, drawn by her charm and mastered by her will, possessed by her, her striving to possess, impatient subjects, their tied longing hearts, hugging the bonds close of which they most complained, murmured at a yoke they would have wept to lose, the splendid yoke of her beauty and her love. Others pursued her with life's blind desires, and claiming all of her as their lonely own, hastened to engross her sweetness meant for all. As earth claims light for its lone separate need, demanding her for their soul jealous clasp, they ask from her movements bounded like their own, and to their smallness craved a like response. Or they repine that she surpassed their grip, and hope to bind her close with longing cords. Or, finding her touch desired too strong to bear, they blamed her for the tyranny they loved, shrank into themselves as from too bright a sun, yet hankered for the splendor they refused. Angrily enamored of her sweet, passionate ray, the weakness of the earth could hardly bear. They longed but cried out at the touch desired, inapt to meet divinity so close, intolerant of a force they could not house. Some, drawn unwillingly by her divine sway, endured it like a sweet but alien spell. Unable to mount to levels too sublime, they yearned to draw her down to their own earth, or forced to center round her their passionate lives. They hoped to bind to their hearts, human needs, her glory and grace that had enslaved their souls. But mid this world, these hearts that answered her call, none could stand up her equal and her mate. In vain she stooped to equal them with her heights, too pure that air was for small souls to breathe. These comrade selves to raise to her own wide breaths, her heart desired, and filled with her own power, that a diviner force might enter life, a breath of Godhead greatened human time. Although she leaned down to their littleness, covering their lives with her strong, passionate hands, and knew by sympathy their needs and wants, and dived in the shallow wave depths of their lives, and met and shared their heartbeats of grief and joy, and bent to heal their sorrow and their pride, lavishing the might that was hers on her lone peak to lift to it their aspirations' cry. And though she drew their souls into her vast, and surrounded with the silence of her deeps, and held as the great mother holds her own, only her earthly surface bore their charge, and mixed its fire with their mortality. Her greater self lives soul unclaimed within. Oftener in dumb nature's stern peace, a nearness she could feel serenely won, the force in her drew earth's subhuman broods, and to her spirit's large and free delight, she joined the ardent hued magnificent lives of animal and bird and flower and tree. They answered her with the simple heart. In man a dim disturbing somewhat lives. It knows but turns away from divine light, preferring the dark ignorance of the fall. Among the many who came drawn to her, Nowhere she found her partner of high tasks, the comrade of her soul, her other self, who was made with her, like God and nature one. Some near approached, were touched, caught fire, then failed. Too great was her demand, too pure her force.